Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra, health spray bring to you from the world of medicine. Sedentary lifestyle may affect risk of erectile dysfunction, find study. According to a study published in the journal Andrology, a higher genetic susceptibility to leisure time may be associated with a greater risk of erectile dysfunction in men. The prevalence of ED varies worldwide, with studies suggesting rates ranging from 5% to 25% in men aged 40 and older. Erectile dysfunction can stem from various factors, including physical conditions such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, hormonal imbalances, and neurological disorders. Psychological factors like stress, anxiety, depression, and relationship issues can also contribute. Leisure time can indirectly affect erectile dysfunction through its impact on overall health. Engaging in sedentary activities for a longer time can increase the risk of obesity, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes, all of which are significant contributors to ED.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Could antibiotics help fight COVID-19? New research published in the Journal of Medical Virology indicated that antibiotics can effectively target bacteria in the gut that harbor the virus that causes COVID-19 and produce toxin-like peptides that contribute to COVID-19-related symptoms. The bacteriophage behavior of SARS-CoV-2 during the acute and post-COVID phases appeared to be an important factor in the development of the disease. The early use of antibiotics seemed to be crucial in inhibiting disease progression to prevent viral replication in the gut microbiome and control toxicological production from the human microbiome. To study the impact of specific antibiotics on recovery from COVID-19 and long COVID, taking into account vaccination status and time of initiation of antibiotic therapy, researchers recruited a total of 211 COVID-19 patients in the study, of which 59 were vaccinated with mRNA vaccines against SARS-CoV-2, while 152 were unvaccinated. Patients were enrolled in three waves, from September 2020 to October 2022, corresponding to the emergence of the pre-Delta, Delta, and Omicron variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Does diet play a role in vitiligo? In a recent study published in the Journal of Cosmetic Dermatology, researchers combined available data to explore the impacts of diet and nutritional interventions against vitiligo. Vitiligo is a rare autoimmune disorder characterized by the loss of skin pigmentation and patches or blotches, usually around the mouth, hair, and eyes. It is estimated to affect between 0.004% and 2.28% of the global population. And while phototherapy and pharmacological interventions can reduce symptoms visibility, no cure for the condition currently exists. Heightened concentrations of reactive oxygen species, or the ROS, in tandem with reduced efficacy of the body's normal antioxidant mechanism, is assumed to substantially exacerbate the disease. As in the case of other chronic conditions characterized by altered ROS metabolism, such as some cancer and neurodegenerative conditions, diet are being explored for their potential antioxidant properties. In the study, researchers discussed up-to-date outcomes from studies and publication exploring the association between diet and vitiligo. Two independent reviewers collected papers from online scientific repositories, while in another pilot study, the effectiveness of high-dose oral vitamin D supplementation on vitiligo repigmentation was investigated in 16 individuals with vitamin D deficiency vitiligo. Over half of the patients experienced 26% to 75% repigmentation after consuming 35,000 IU daily. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.